Oh my gosh, you guys, it is another special edition of the Erin Strayer Show, and we're so glad that you're here with us. We all want clients, like lots and lots of clients, and we want them to just keep on coming, right? I do. I don't want to chase them. I want them to chase me all the time. That's what I want to do. Oh my gosh, but how in the world do we do that and keep sane? You guys, hang around. Hang around, because you're going to want to meet my new friend. You're going to want to meet her, and you're going to want to see how she turns your business into a gold mine. And I'm not even kidding you. If you guys are on any other platform other than the Erin Strayer Show, there's a link right above you. Go ahead and click that. Come on over here. Say hi to us. We can see you and see your comments when you're over on the Erin Strayer Show platform. So pop on over here and say hi to us. What is the Erin Strayer Show all about? We are all about uplifting and leveraging amazing female entrepreneurs. And this lady, like, she like jumps right up into first place. Like, she's out of the park. Amazing. You guys are just going to fall in love as soon as she hops on the screen here. I know you are. We talk about hot topics and pain points and things that just get shoved under the rug and things that we want to get done and made different in our worlds. And we give you workarounds to those challenges that we face every day. Who am I? I'm Erin Strayer. Yeah, and recovering corporates and entrepreneurs hire me to get them beyond the basics of business. So because, you know, most of them are just indecisive, they're held hostage by their own fear, and honestly, flat out complacent. So I help them move past that. I can't do that. What's the next step? And I don't know hows that are clearly standing in their way. So bottom line, I provide executive level accountability so that you and your business gets the attention to detail it deserves. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you guys are here, make sure you say hello to us. And I am going to give our girl a 3-second warning here. Uh-huh. It's Tammy Lane!
Oh, I love you, Erin.
Ah, it's so good. How are you, friend?
I'm so good. How are you doing?
I'm fantastic. I'm excited that we're like on at 7 o'clock in the evening on a Wednesday and doing the thing. And it's me and you.
I know we're new friends, but it seems like we've known each other forever.
I know. And that's like the cool, really cool thing, isn't it? Like, we hit it off immediately, and like, it's just been super fun, like hanging out and playing and chatting and laughing and girls and like really like some business stuff going on there too. So yeah, I know we're two busy business women.
Woo, woo,
woo! I know, she wore her purple jacket for me. So tell the people who you are.
I am Tammy Lane, as Erin gave me a better introduction than I could ever possibly do. But entrepreneurs hire me to create an automatic flow of clients using their Facebook faucet so they can stop playing the lottery on Facebook and start getting consistent results each and every day by bringing in client sales and having a huge impact with their work.
Boom, right? I know. So like Facebook ads is your jam.
My jam.
The way it is. So like you told me a story when we were out in Phoenix, because we met in real life in Phoenix.
In real life.
I know. It was so cool. It was so cool. But you told me a story, and I was trying to go back and find the specifics of it. How long have you been doing Facebook ads?
10 years now.
10 years.
I'm aging myself.
Ah! Right? I know. So like, how did you really get started in that? Like, I was like trying to rewind my brain on how you really got started on that. And I just got, you know, stuck in remembering our girl chit chat, and I couldn't really remember.
Yeah. Like I was like many people, I really was struggling in my first year in business. I'm a CPA. It is my old career. So I up and quit my corporate job and thought it was going to be easy to do online marketing. Struggled just like, you know, lots of entrepreneurs do. And I was blogging and posting and doing all those things everyone said I should be doing and really struggling to bring in clients. And I got this email from Facebook, like, coincidence? I don't know. I got this email from Facebook and they were inviting me to come try out this brand new style of ads. Now, before that though, I thought online marketing was free. Like I thought you didn't have to pay to do online marketing. And so I really had some hang-ups about getting started with paid advertising, but I dove in and things kind of took off. Like we, you know, had a couple initial hiccups that we worked through, but we broke through six figures in 6 weeks and then through seven figures within, well, $3 million in 6 months. It was a crazy ride.
Whoa. Like that's massive, massive growth.
Yeah.
Crazy. Like, crazy massive in a very short period of time.
Yeah. And I guess the big thing about it was just like lots of entrepreneurs, I had worked really hard in that year and I'd had a program and I had all this stuff in place, but I just wasn't getting it in front of enough people. And so that when I started getting it in front of enough people, things took off really, really quickly.
Yeah. And so you were just like figuring it out on your own, the whole Facebook ad thing, like trial and error.
Oh yeah, there was no Facebook trainings back then, right? Like Facebook ads were pretty darn new. And the big thing for me that made all the difference in us, like getting our work in front of, you know, thousands of people and actually bringing in the paying clients was the fact that Facebook lets you test out all your language. And so I was off on my language before that. And all of a sudden things started clicking together as we tested it out. And that's how it happened.
Yeah. So that's probably the biggest mistake you see people make, and I'm guessing. I mean, I wouldn't know that, even though I've taken Facebook courses before, like months long Facebook courses.
I call it playing the lottery on Facebook, where you like, you try and put up an ad and you put up a one ad and think you're going to hit the big jackpot with it, sort of like playing the lottery. But really, when it comes down to it, Facebook ads are a system for your business, just like any other system. And we want to get it set up and test it out with a tiny little ad budget to figure out what's going to work for you so that we can scale up your ads really quickly.
Yeah. So that's another misconception I think of a lot of people, including myself, even though I've been through training, I still don't know what I'm doing.
We'll sort that out for you, Erin.
We'll sort that out. Tammy, you're on board. You know, I think a lot of people really feel like you got to dump thousands and thousands of dollars into this ad space, testing the market, right? Like the whole lottery thing, and go, man, my pockets aren't that deep. I don't know if I got that kind of cash to play with.
And so my thing, I have a Starbucks addiction a little bit. So I ask people if they can give up their Starbucks addiction. We get them started for about $5 a day. That's the minimum. Between $5 and $10 a day is where we get them started. And that's not a huge amount if you're talking about investing in your business.
That's so funny you bring that up, because I actually did a study on coffee when I was trying to quit coffee. I know. And that's what I did. Like the average person spends more than $40 a week on coffee.
Facebook ad budget.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not saying you have to give up coffee, but you know, if it's one or the other, I choose investing in my business for sure.
Well, you know, and that's the thing too. It's like, where can you find if you think you don't have the money, where can you find money to actually invest in your business so that you can go buy your Starbucks and not really care?
Yes. 4 months, 6 months from now, you don't have to make the decision.
Yeah. So, you know, here's another question I think, and it's a big misconception also, is that there only certain businesses really benefit from ads, from Facebook ads.
Yeah.
Is that true or not true?
Well, I guess there's some certain criteria that we'd want you to meet if we're going to recommend that you get started in Facebook ads. We really specialize in relationship building style ads. They're way easier to create than, you know, you don't need to be a slick marketer to write fancy ad copy. We just want to write an ad that's going to connect with the ideal client. So that's what we really do specialize in. And so we recommend that the person has something for sale or several things for sale that add up to at least $100. So if you're just selling a $10 thing, it's a little bit riskier to get started in Facebook ads, because if it costs you $11 to bring in the $10 client, you're losing money, and we want you to make money. And if you just have a little bit of a buffer there by having, you know, several things worth at least $100 that you would sell to a client, it can really reduce your risk.
Yeah. And do you feel that that's like a DIY course or a PDF download, or like, do you have a recommendation on what the thing is?
Yeah. So we work with all kinds of clients. They might have an online membership. They might have a group program. We definitely work with lots of people who put people into a one-on-one offer, like a coaching, mm-hmm. consulting service, sure. Or something like that, all the way up to $50,000. So it can start at 100, but it can go really high. The differentiator there would be that if you're selling a high ticket thing, you're going to want to get people on the phone with you.
For sure.
Yeah,
for sure. Yeah. Right. But even the ad could get them into your calendar to them.
For sure. Then. All automatically. I just got off the phone with this client and she's booking 5 strategy sessions a day now out of her ads. And so I was like, yeah.
Really? And like people scrounge for one a week a lot of times.
Yeah. 5 a day.
5 a day.
Yeah.
No kidding. So can we talk about her like little case study for a minute?
Sure.
I mean, without dropping any specifics, of course, on her. So like, what's her lane? What's her wheelhouse?
So she's a bit woo. She helps people get, connect with themselves, like through meditation and all of that kind of stuff. And so I really, really love that. And so her clients instantly recognize her when she gets out there with her Facebook ads, just the way she talks with them in her posts. And she's lovely and personable. So when they get on the phone with her, they're excited to work with her. So we're super excited to see where her results are going to go with that. And so we helped her with a few little tweaks in getting people into the strategy session. And now that's all flowing with her ads. So super excited to see where that goes from her. That was just started happening for her a couple days ago.
Wow. Wow. That's, you know, that's really exciting. And I'm sure that's not, well, maybe it is, I don't know, a normal turnaround, you know, especially for getting people in your calendar. You know, like that kind.
We do actually really, really well getting people into other things too, but definitely into strategy sessions. Like another client, Angela, we were doing 25 sessions, strategy sessions. She was getting booked into a week out of her ads until we decided that she wouldn't do strategy sessions anymore. Like we moved her into a one-to-many scenario. But that's super powerful, just having clients to choose from, right?
Right. Right. Yeah. And pick and choose from them. So do you feel that there's like one place where they should start, one tip for getting started for them that they should have? I mean, other than having a conversation with you, I mean, that's a flat out got to do it.
And I do say that Facebook ads aren't like a thing that you should just run off and start doing yourself, because you're probably a lot of money.
I agree. 100,000 bazillion, bazillion percent. I agree.
I think the biggest
thing. You need a pro to help you.
The biggest thing, and the piece that I've never seen taught in a Facebook ads course before. We buy lots of courses to make sure we're staying current and just have the best stuff for our students. But the thing that I've never seen taught anywhere else that makes an incredible difference in the actual back end in terms of how many paying clients you're bringing in is the overall strategy for what your ad is going to be about. And so that's really where we always start with clients. And so do you mind if I give a little tip on that?
Please, please. Yeah.
And so the biggest thing is we need to figure out why somebody buys from you. Like, why did they lay money down on the table to buy your program, product, or service? Like, what's the transformation that they want from you? So we have a weight loss coach we work with. Her thing that her clients want is weight loss without dieting. Like, they're tired of dieting. They just want to lose weight. My clients, they want to create automatic client flow. And so if we bring that motivation of why somebody buys your paid program, product, or service back into your ad, so that's what your ad is about, every single person who clicks on your ad has an incredible likelihood of becoming a paying client of yours. that's by far the piece where people go really, really wrong when they get started with Facebook ads, because all these people are clicking on their ads, but in fact, they're not good client candidates.
Yeah, you know, and Karen Glazer's on here. She said, what's their why?
Yeah.
And that's what you're saying. Yeah. And Karen, you get to have a conversation with Tammy. That's all I got to say. Karen, meet Tammy. Tammy, meet Karen. You're both on the West Coast. You get to do it. Mm-hmm. Karen's phenomenal, by the way.
Mm-hmm. You attract phenomenal people, Erin.
Ah, well, you know, when the light's on. When the light's on, they come. Yeah. So, you know, that's really cool on, you know, taking them through and figuring out really the strategy behind it, so that your language then, when you start writing their ads for them, actually reflects. It seems like it's not a cookie cutter, Tammy.
Yeah, we definitely not a cookie cutter, but we use some pretty consistent strategies across the board to develop that individual strategy. So we just really want to think about who's your perfect client. Like, that's the person we want to attract. We don't want to pay to be getting all kinds of other different people clicking on your ads, because that's not going to do you any good in the long run.
Right. You know, and I know that that's a concern that a lot of people have. Sorry, I'm getting some feedback.
Oh, I can't hear you, Erin. I cannot hear you. Oh, maybe it's just me. I cannot hear you. Can everybody else hear Erin? Okay, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to give you some more Facebook ad tips. Yay! So excited for being on the show with Erin today. And so I know you guys are super interested in figuring out how to get Facebook ads working in your business. So I'd love to, while Erin's just getting her microphone fixed, talk to you about whether Facebook ads might be a good fit for you in your business. And sort of we go through a three criterias on that as to whether Facebook ads would be a good fit for you. Now, I hinted at one of them already when we talked about the $100 that I recommend if you're just at the stage where you want to sell, if you're an author, say, and only have a book. Maybe we want to be a bit cautious about Facebook ads unless you have a plan to have something else going on in your business, a consulting or coaching or something like that at a higher price point. And there's two other things that I recommend for you. Can we hear Erin now?
I don't
yes,
know.
Yes, we can.
Okay, good.
So the two other criteria there would be, secondly, that your people need to be online. Like, if your clients aren't online at all, like I was talking with this man and his clients are like anti-establishment, live in the woods kind of people. And he was talking to me about Facebook ads. And I was like, you know what? I'm not sure that we can make that work for you. But once your clients are online, about 83% of women and 75% of men are on Facebook. Even if they're 18 and you think they're going to be on Instagram or Snapchat or some other platform, people are hanging out on Facebook because for different reasons other than just a social media platform. Like, my kids' volleyball groups are on there and basketball and all those awesome things. So that would be an important criteria to consider. And lastly, what we want to think about is your personality, because we want Facebook ads to be a good fit for you. And you do need to get a tiny bit out of your comfort zone in terms of technology. We make it cut and paste easy, I call it. And I just want you to think about Facebook ads. What we need to do is fill in an online order form on Facebook, telling Facebook where we want your ads to run and what we want your ads to look like. So if you can wrap your head around doing that, we can make Facebook ads work for you and your business.
See, I think I'm back up and working.
You are.
Yay! Thanks for like covering, like smooth sailing.
I saw your sign language. Keep talking.
Yeah, I love it. We got it covered. Yeah, I think that those tips are really cool because it seems like that's a really cool way to describe if the tech all is scary for people, which it can be, you know, that whole back end and that ads manager platform part that nobody ever goes in until they tell you you even have it. And
I love that.
Right? Like nobody even knows they have it.
Yep.
You know, that can be scary unless you have somebody like you that actually, seriously, 10 years of doing Facebook ads. It's not just the last year. It's not just the last 2 years. Like Facebook ads really have only been huge in the last, what, 2 years tops?
Yeah, they've gotten really big. A lot of people doing ads now, but I've been around the block. Oh my God, I want to cry about that a little bit.
Doesn't that look good, guys? I know. She's amazing. Mm-hmm. You'll love my friend Tammy Lane. She like just like weasels into your heart and like makes you like her like a whole lot.
Oh, that's so sweet. Can I just share the little story about when we met at
James?
Like Erin comes rushing up to me. I'd seen her. She was kind of helping out at the event I was at. And I'd seen her. And not only that, but there was clients raving about her everywhere, about these incredible, like life-changing conversations they'd had with her. And so I was all like, oh, like I got to meet this Erin lady. Like everybody's been talking about her. And she races into the event room. I think I'm talking to someone else. She grabs my hand and she's like, we need to talk. And she pulls me outside. I loved it.
I was maybe a little rude.
No, I loved it. It was awesome.
It was like so magical and like so many amazing connections at that event. And, hey, RJ's on here.
Hey, RJ, another lovely lady that I love.
No, she's awesome. Yeah. Oh, we got a question here. Erica, this might take up the whole screen. She said, this is such great timing. I just messaged my upline if I could benefit from a 2-day training the corporate office is doing since I cannot host in-home parties. And they basically said, you cannot do business online only. It's a 99. You cannot do business online only. It's a $99 seminar. What's that mean, Erica? Does that mean you want more information about Facebook ads? To drive traffic to your I'm guessing she's an MLM. Do you work with MLMs?
And we do work with lots of MLMs, and even so I do get that a little bit. Some people can't do online stuff or they have to combine it with offline stuff. So we actually help them fill local events using Facebook ads. So we get people out into a room physically using Facebook ads. That's been working not just for MLMs, but we do that for ourselves in our own business. I'm hosting a talk in Vancouver on the 4th. And that's how we fill the room. We run ads to put people in the room to come out, and then we have an invitation for them there. So that can work brilliantly well.
Let's talk about that, Tammy. Let's talk about Vancouver. Let's talk about what you got going on. Just lay down the digs, girl. Like, just lay it all out.
Yeah, so we have this. I'm super proud of this event. I have this great event called Facebook Faucet Live. And, you know, when I first started out doing the event, I was a little tentative. You know, Facebook ads, they're a tiny bit technical. I wasn't sure what it'd be like getting all those people in the room to help them get their ads up and running. But it's so powerful. Our next one's coming up November 1st, 2nd, and 3rd in Vancouver, Canada. And so we gather up a smaller group, usually around 40 to 50 people in the room. We walk them through everything they need to do to get their ads live. And they actually get their ads live in the room. Last time we got their ads, I think it was over 10,000 people. We got their ads, 14,000 people we got their ads in front of. We had sales in the room. We had webinar registrations. Like, we had all this incredible stuff. In 24 hours.
Seriously. Okay, let me reframe this for the people. This is a conference. It's 3 days long?
Yep.
With a VIP day.
We do have a VIP experience, yep.
And within that 3-day period, you actually are training the people. They got their computers in front of them, and you are making a ad go live during the conference.
Yes. And it's so with all the right strategy and all the right pieces. And within 24 hours of getting their ads live, because now we're a day and a half into the conference by the time their ads are live, but 24 hours, all those results coming in from the people in the room. It's so powerful. People are so excited.
You guys. Okay. So seriously, have you ever been to a conference when you actually implement, unless you were in Phoenix with me and Tammy and RJ, where we got to implement some stuff? Do you ever, or have you ever experienced actually implementing a process of any kind at a conference? For me, I know that answer is a fat no. That's amazing. Wait,
yeah,
I'm RJ so saying, that wait, say that price again.
I did not say the price, but of course we have a special for Erin. And so actually, I think my team did a way better price for your people, Erin, than I even thought about. So I'm just going to check that link, because what my price normally is, and which is a bargain anyways, is $997, because we bring in a whole support team, right? $997. We bring in a whole support team and all of that at the event to help make sure every single person at all of our events have gotten their ads live. So we make sure all that happens. So yeah, they've done a special for you, Erin, for your people, for $197.
What?
Yeah.
You gotta be kidding me.
Yeah.
$197.
Yeah. They're crazy. I didn't actually know. I thought it was $497.
You guys, get yourself to Vancouver. I can't even tell you. Is that the link that you sent me?
Yeah, so what they're going to get at that link, the
Profit Sweet Spot?
Yeah, so the profitsweetspot.com/Erin, that one.
That one.
They'll get an opportunity to sign up for the perfect Facebook ad template. So gift for you guys is our exact template that we use to write all of our ads and all of our clients' ads. My team has it printed out on their desk when they go to write our ads. You can go grab that there. I'm doing a special training tomorrow as well. You'll get an invitation to come on there where I'm going to walk you through everything you need to get your Facebook ads up and running. So if you're curious about whether Facebook ads are a good fit for your business, or just want to know more about how the process works, what you need to have in place to make that happen, totally recommend you come on that training. I do that for free a couple of times a year. So tomorrow's one of those days.
Wow, Tammy and your team, I cannot believe the gift that is. That's huge, you guys. That's huge. So I just want to bring it home just a little bit more. It's a three-day conference in yep. Vancouver. You and your team show up. You do training for a day and a half, and you launch ads while you're in the conference.
Yeah, and not only that, Erin, but what we do ahead of time is we do some calls with them ahead of time to make sure they're fully set up and ready to go at the event.
So they come prepared. They don't have to scramble when they get there. They don't have to, like, fumble.
Yes.
And fumble and fumble.
Yep. So I'm going to get that all hooked up here. I see they've included the template there for you guys and the link on the training. I will post it in the comments for you also, Erin, that direct link, if you're good with that.
Awesome. I'd love it. I'd love it. You guys, I can't even stress to you how much it and how important it is if you want your business to scale, because that's what you're about, is scaling people's businesses. And you care about people more than you care about money, Tammy. And I just want to point that out, because there are a lot of people out there that only care about the money that I might bring to them. And you don't seem like that person at all. Like, there's no part of you that seems selfish or greedy or any of that at all. Like, you are just so solid and so humble and so sweet. The sweet spot. I just plugged that. Yeah, the sweet spot is you. And it's true, though. You're a rare breed, and you are that breed that is above the rest, because you have so much honor and so much integrity and such a passion for what you do and you care so deeply about the clients that are attracted to you, because that, those are the ones you attract, right? And I just want to point that out there.
Oh, thank you, Erin. That's so sweet. I'm just super passionate. The Facebook ads have been so, honestly, not just business changing, but life changing for me and so many of our clients, that I'm just super passionate about sharing that with everybody. And I get a lot out of that event personally, like watching everybody's faces as they go live with their ads and then they come back an hour or two later and they're like, oh my gosh, like they might have struggled for years to get their work in front of 100 or 200 people. And then in a couple of hours, we're getting it in front of like 1,000 or 2,000 people. It's pretty, pretty life-changing. My lovely Jordan is on here. She is a brilliant ad strategist with my dream team. So she'll be at the event to support you, as well as the rest of my team members, to get your ads live. If any of your lovely audience members will be joining us.
Yeah. And those dates again were November.
November 1st, 2nd, and 3rd in Vancouver, Canada. Yeah. If you will get an option also to do the VIP experience. Highly recommend they take me up on that opportunity. That starts on the Wednesday night, October 31st.
I love it. 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 I love everything about it. And you guys, go read her. Go read all about Tammy Lane on her website. Go read about her, because her story, I didn't want to waste time getting into her story and the backstory and how, you know, she invested what, $100 and whatever.
Oh, yeah. $126, almost $20,000 of income in 3 days.
Yeah. So, was that like your first business?
That was in my second business. We had to get all started up in a hurry again. And so we just, it can happen super quickly.
Mm-hmm. So you invested $126 and got how much back?
Almost $20,000 in clients. It's crazy, right? But it was four clients, right? They were $5,000 clients each. And so, but it sounds a little bit crazy, but when you think about bringing in four clients in 3 days, that should be easy. Like, right? It should be easy to bring in four clients.
Yeah. Oh, you guys, so again, I have been talking to the amazing Tammy Lane. She is all about the Facebook faucet and turning your Facebook page into gold with ads, Facebook ads. And she's been doing it for over 10 years. She is absolutely, she's got candy all over her website. And it is so true that she is the sweet spot when it comes to this. She is as delightful in person as she is on camera. I will attest to that. I will cut my finger and sign my name in that. She is so uber down to earth and beautiful and lovely to be around. And I can only imagine, Jordan, how much you love working with her. I can only imagine. And I highly, highly encourage you guys, if you want to plug Facebook ads into your business, hop over to Vancouver or reach out to Tammy and have a conversation and see what that looks like to bring that into your business and to catapult. Stack the candy up.
Thanks, Erin. And if your people are on Facebook watching the show, definitely if they leave a comment, if they want us to follow up with them, we could definitely do that. Get somebody on the phone to see what might be a fit for them. We're happy to do that for your people.
Oh, I love that. Thank you so much for that offer and for the fantastic gift. I think Jordan dropped the links in the comments already, but you guys check it out, check Tammy out, spend some time with her and her team. It will not be a waste of your time. I guarantee you that. Stack up the candy.
Stack up the candy. We'll also give you candy if you come to the event.
Ooh, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. You guys, thank you so much for hanging out with us on a special edition here on the Erin Strayer Show. Tammy, I adore you. Thank you so much for your time. Hang out with us for just a little bit after we're off air. And you guys, thank you so much. We're usually live every Tuesday and Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. And then special editions just like this. Tammy, Tammy deserved a special edition. So thank you guys so much for being here live with us. We totally acknowledge that and acknowledge your time. And if you're watching the replay, please let us know that as well. So we'll see you right back here soon, everybody.